A Playlist Original.
Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we review the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Me Too.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power on Prime Video.
So stay tuned to find out if Me Too would go on an endless journey to stop Sauron.
Sure. What a mystery that is. So, Beej, let us know what happened in this first episode.
Set thousands of years before the events of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, this series is based on author J.R.R. Tolkien's History of Middle-earth. It's beginning at a time of relative peace and covers all of the major events of Middle-earth's Second Age. Our story begins with the elven warrior Galadriel, played by Morfydd Clark. We also meet the Harfoot named Nori, played by Markella Cavanaugh, who is yearning for adventure, and Galadriel's politician elf friend Elrond, played by Robert Arameo. Rounding out our cast of elves is Arendir, a sylvan elf played by Ismael Cruz Cordova, who involves himself with humans, including Bronwyn, played by Nazanin Bonyadi. So, Me Too, what were your first impressions of The Rings of Power?
So I can't tell if this was their intent, but it felt really easy to follow and maybe bordering on like a broad fantasy story versus a Lord of the Rings specific story. I'm not super familiar with The Lord of the Rings. I tried reading The Hobbit. I tried reading the books, but ultimately I'm not very familiar with the story. And still, I followed this pilot pretty well. It was easy to understand, and I thought it looked beautiful. And the stories were interesting.
I agree that it has a broad appeal. I also have not read the books, and I've only seen the Lord of the Rings movies, and I don't remember them that well. But I think this series was made so anyone can come in fresh. It's set so far before those movies that people are familiar with that you don't need that background knowledge to enjoy this and understand it.
I thought that was really smart. And beyond just understanding it, I feel like I was compelled by the characters. So we meet Galadriel, who is an elven warrior. She is being told by everybody and their mother to stop this pursuit of Sauron. And she refuses. She's like, this person killed my brother. I will figure out what happened. And I know that we will not be at peace until this is resolved. And I felt myself really rooting for her. I felt strongly about this pursuit, and I was scared for her and the other elves because something is amiss.
I agree. Her story is compelling, and I'm on her side. If there is some dark lord out there using this evil magic, leaving his mark everywhere, I wouldn't just assume that we have peace just because he's been quiet for a while. Galadriel's the only one who's trying to be ready, stay ready, and fight back.
She's like, the literal and figurative signs are everywhere, and y'all are just like doing some hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil monkey thing, and you're ignoring it.
To the level that they offer Galadriel to retire from being a warrior. They're like, good job, you searched, you came home, go chill.
I thought that was so clever. The High King of the Elves is played by Benjamin Walker. And I thought that was so smart, where you think that she's going to be punished because the king is like, why did you do that mission without my permission to figure out what's going on? And instead he was like, good job, everybody. Now you have to stop because I'm retiring you to a different world that seems like it's heaven on earth.
Yes. Valinor is heaven for elves, like an eternal paradise for elves.
And she did not want that one-way ticket.
No, there is something out there, and she's got to stop it.
And clearly there's something compelling about the show, because usually when we talk about storylines like this, we're like, girl, take the out, go to heaven, retire, these people are not worth it. And instead I was like, do whatever you can to not get on that boat, don't go to heaven.
I will say, though, one of our other main cast members doesn't have as compelling of a storyline. Our other elf character, Arendir, all we really see is this budding romance between him and Bronwyn, and I feel like I needed a little more. How did you feel?
I agree. It was, like, implied as controversial because she's a human, So that makes her untrustworthy. And I think what they were going for with his character was the sort of strong, silent type, but he was maybe too silent. And I would have appreciated a little bit more from him. There's a part in the episode, I'm trying not to spoil, where he uncovers something and is like, we have to go right now to figure out where this came from. But that ramp up had nothing leading up to it. So all of a sudden, he sort of comes to life and you're like, wait, why is this happening? What's going on? Why did his personality and this stuff just kick in? And I wish they had built that up a little bit more, because they did such a great job with Galadriel. And I think they did a decent job with Nori as well, with building that intrigue.
I agree. They didn't build up that excitement with Arendir. It was just a quick 180. And I would even say Bronwyn and her son are more interesting characters with their daily lives, also gossip they have to deal with in the town because of this human-elf relationship. That part made Arendir more interesting by association.
Yes, and I think that's what they figured, but it's not enough. I want a little bit more.
So what did you think about Nori, the Harfoot? You seem to imply that she was interesting.
I was so compelled by that storyline. She is a hobbit, and I don't know anything about hobbits, but a little bit closer to the ground, has her ear to the streets. And in her storyline, in a different way from Galadriel's, which is battle-oriented, hunting-oriented, you know something is afoot because of what Nori and her community are noticing in the sky, on the ground, shifts in the forest. The shift in energy is telling them all is not as well as it's being made out to be.
I also have another question for you about hobbits, because I too don't know much about them.
Okay.
And aside from those blackberries looking big in their hands, they didn't come across as short to me.
No, I literally just assumed they were short, but I had no idea.
Yeah, and we did not see them standing next to a human or an elf for comparison.
Yeah, I'm going off the strength of hobbit sounds small.
I think that is a fair assumption. And I liked seeing this Harfoot community. It was really fun to see how they're able to hide themselves from non-hobbits and then kind of pop out of the ground in the trees when everything is clear and safe.
You're saying that's what you would like to do? Just hide, chill, and then be like, whoa, well, that was a wild one, huh?
That seems to be their philosophy. Like, stay out of all of that nonsense that those human and elves are doing. Just forage, travel the fields, stay out of the dangerous areas.
The exact correct approach, even though we're also so two-faced because we're also saying, Galadriel, go fight, go hunt, go strike, we need you.
Well, we're saying that from the Harfoot village.
True, true.
You go, girl. We're rooting for you.
We would be like giants hiding in their trees, look like Alice in Wonderland. So here's a question I have for you, BJ. As you know, when I watch the shows, you go in fresh. I go in reading all the things. I want all the context as I go in to watch it. And I saw a bunch of headlines about how Amazon Prime had to take down reviews, and their Amazon data is their thing. So that's a big sign that they had to remove rating and reviews from the show because of quote unquote review bombing. People were complaining about this show being woke. They didn't like the diversity in the cast, which diversity I use very loosely here. I'm confused because when I watched it, I thought this show is woke. I'm not sure what that means. I literally thought I was going to see people like protesting because I was just so confused by the uproar. Can you explain this to me? What are the nerd streets saying?
I don't have all the answers. Preface that. I have read a little bit of Reddit, and I've seen some of these headlines, but I have not read any articles. I think a lot of people who are big fans of Lord of the Rings as a property are confused by the inclusion of black or darker skinned elves and harefoots, probably humans as well, that are never explicitly mentioned in the books.
Got it. Even though these are entirely made up things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that the only things that are not made up, humans, come in many shapes, sizes, and colors, as evidenced by we two humans who are Black and co-host this podcast.
But I guess in Middle Earth, it's a very homogenous population.
Interesting. So it's like, I like my elves like I like my rice, white and unseasoned. Is that the thinking?
I think so. I think the people who have that specific viewpoint would be very upset by the cast of this show.
That is so interesting to me. I thought the show would like mention sexism or something with Galadriel or mention racism. So I went in confused thinking, what kind of protest are you going to do in Middle Earth around race when it's a bunch of elves and hobbits and orcs and things? And I didn't see any of that. But you're saying just the presence of these actors playing these characters is what is frustrating some corners of the internet.
Yes. I think it brings up questions that I even had about if this is connected to the movies, what happened to all of these people, this population of Middle Earth?
So it's like either a retcon or a genocide.
Yes. A lot of upset people, they don't want to retcon Tolkien's work. They hold it to a high regard. I also read a post, and I think you have to watch episode 2 for more of this to be clear, that there might be some queer elves, and that might be a new addition to this world, if that is what they are intending to do.
I am no Tolkien scholar. In fact, before this, I Googled how to pronounce J.R.R. Tolkien. But I can confidently say, if you build this expansive universe of elves and orcs and demons and high kings and all of these things, that there is a universe in which a couple of them are queer. And it just could exist in this vast expansive world that you've built. So it's weird to me to feel upset about that. And I recognize it's just hate. You can't explain hate. I guess the more I talk about it, it's irrational. Like, yeah, you can't explain that kind of thing. But it's just, I don't know that you could root that legitimately in a frustration about keeping to source material.
Yeah, it's taking the purist vibes, the book loyalist vibes a little to the extreme. Just enjoy the series.
Purist is the right word. We're going to get into like elf eugenics.
What happened to Aaron Deere's lineage?
Let's get back into this show. You are someone who likes sci-fi and fantasy. Did this hit the marks for you as far as a solid pilot introducing you to this fancy new world?
I think so. I feel like it was a good pilot, but maybe not the most exciting pilot. But it was good, so I do want to watch more. I will watch again casually. But I do want to preface that if you are not a Lord of the Rings fan, I don't think this is the most exciting or innovative fantasy world that you will ever see.
That's so funny because I kind of disagree in that.
Oh.
You know, I'm here to start a fight with you. Just kidding. But in that, I am not a Lord of the Rings fan, but I thought that they did such a good job of explaining their lore, giving you such interesting buildup. I do wish there were more action, but even if you are not Lord of the Rings Hive, it's just a beautiful, interesting show to follow if you want to check out like an epic.
Yes, it has the scale.
So I would watch again casually too.
I'm also curious about the Rings of Power. We have not seen them. Or no one's talked about them yet.
Yeah, there's just a couple powerful things that are shown in this episode. I'm really trying not to spoil because I'm very scared of the Lord of the Rings community. These like niche communities. Well, it's not niche, it's huge, but I don't want to spoil anything. But there are a couple powerful relic looking things that are uncovered, but no rings yet. I want to see the rings.
I think they're forged in this series.
Ooh, okay.
So like the ring and the Lord of the Rings is one of the Rings of Power.
Oh, that makes sense. I figured as much. Thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to confirm what you had already figured out.
Mm-hmm. As a J.R.R. Tolkien scholar.
You have been researching him quite a bit.
That's true. I read Wikipedia, so as you know, I have a PhD now in Tolkien. So we've already given away our ratings, kind of, but just to make it official, what would you give The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power on Prime Video?
Would watch again casually. How about you?
Ditto. Would watch again casually.
And so if you were an elven warrior, would you track down Dark Lord Sauron to save the world?
If I were on that boat to heaven, mm-hmm. is it implied that my family can come too, like people I love, or it's just me?
I think you have no confirmation of if and when they will be invited.
Then I guess I would have to help with the battle. And I know that's a shocking answer.
You have to help.
Because how could I board the boat to heaven and like, I know something's coming from my mom. It doesn't work. I wish, but I can't.
Okay. At least you have a motivation to fight the fight.
It would not be the world. It would be like the people I love.
And if you ever got a group ticket
yeah.
to Valinor, if you peace out.
If I could fill a boat like Noah's Ark style, so it's like me, my mom, my cousins, family, you, my partner, whatever. Once that boat is filled with all the people I love, I would be like, all right, y'all, peace. By the way, we found some weird stuff in a cave. Good luck. And we'd be yeah. floating like, into that
confirmed,
light.
Confirmed, evil is still out there, but I gotta go. My ride is here. We're all packed.
I wouldn't even say it from the boat. I'd have like, I don't know if they have ravens or owls like Harry Potter, whatever it is. We would ride
Send
a boat,
a message.
Write a message on the boat and be like, okay, girl, fly off. Let them know.
Hope you get to them.
Yeah. Hope it makes it.
You just do a message in the bottle. And throw it'll get to someone.
It'll float to a shore. Okay, Beach, where can people find more episodes of The Pilot Podcast?
All you have to do is go to our website at thepilotpodcast.com and be sure to follow us on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at ThePilotPod. And you can send thoughts, feelings, show recommendations, because every other week we do a show recommended by you, our wonderful listeners, and your Tolkien fanfic to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.